The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. In a Japanese bomber, unwillingly donated by the enemy, Jungle Jim and his raiders are in serious trouble. First, an enemy patrol plane recognized them and summoned help. Then, a squadron of American carrier-based planes joined in the attack. To add to their troubles, the night is bright with moonlight. Only a cloud bank saved Jim and his men from disaster. As it is, one of the bomber's engines has been shot out, and their desperate attempts to locate the Americans by shortwave radio were all in vain, for the radio was shot out too. Leaving the cloud bank, they saw that one of the Yankee planes was in trouble. By following it, they have located the carrier. Immediately, an anti-aircraft barrage surrounded them. Jim does his best to dodge it.
We cannot stand much of this, Jim.
For one of the me, we're still in the air, Singley.
Port gun to pilot. Port gun to pilot.
Yeah, Mac?
I don't think those guys like us, Jim. Can't we climb out of their reach?
I'm trying to, Mac. It's a tough trick with just one engine.
Bombay to port gun. Bombay to port gun. What you want, Thompson?
Hey, cop a gander through the lockers and see if we've got any parachutes.
I'm way ahead of you, boy. And the answer is a great big no.
Tail gun to pilot.
What is it, Colo?
Van Jim, it must no go up. Better us go down. Tightly chop chop.
Listen, Colo. Their aim gets any better, we won't have to worry about going down.
It is unfortunate our wireless was destroyed.
Yeah, you're right, Singh. We get through to them and identify ourselves.
I have tried every wavelength, Jim, but...
Watch it! Oh, that was close.
The one to worry about is always the next one, Jim.
We only climb. It's all I can do to maintain this altitude.
We had better go down.
Yeah, that's what I think. Make a crash landing within pickup distance.
It seems the only thing.
All right. Listen, you guys. Sing Lee and I agree that we ought to try for a crash landing and hope they'll pick us up. But it's up to you fellas to decide.
Sounds like a long chance, Jim. But it's the only one we've got.
We can't stand much more of this. That's a cinch.
You got right one.
How about the rest of you? Zombie, what's your hook? Get you, Sing?
No. You?
Seem to be all here. Pilot to crew. Anyone hit?
Yeah, Jim. Sabi.
You've got Sabi. Is he bad, Mac?
Yeah. Real bad.
Can I help?
Need any help, Mac?
I don't think it'd do any good, Jim.
It did something to our elevators, too. It's all I can do to keep this crate from going into a spin.
Let me take this stick for a while.
No, Sing, but throw it over to Duel, will you? The two of us ought to be able to manage it.
Now, that is strange. Not to say peculiar.
It's better with the two of us. Oh, what is saying?
They are not firing at us any longer.
Say, you're right. Pilot to crew. Can anyone see why they stopped throwing it at us?
Not from the Bombay, Jim.
No, see from tail gun.
No. All I can see is the carrier and the moonlight down there. But whatever the reason is, I'm all for it.
Tail gun to port gun. Pass up me now, Mac.
Not good, Colo.
We had better keep as far away from the carrier as possible, Jim, just the same.
Yes, Singh. Taking no chances against those Navy gunners.
Oh, what is wrong?
I don't know, but I don't like the sound of it.
Tail gun to pilot. What happened, Paul?
Haven't figured out yet, Colo. Unless that direct hit got the motor, too.
We need to start again, Jim?
Nope, Singh. Just rolled over and died, that's all.
Port gun to pilot. What goes, Jim?
We do, Mac. Beginning now. Attention, crew. Hang on and stand by for a crash landing. I'll glide her down as slowly as I can. But if you know any prayers, now's the time to say them.
Slowly, the ungainly Jap bomber settles toward the sea as Jim and Sing Lee strain their muscles to prevent a crash. We'll see what's in store in just a moment. Right now, I'd like to give you a password, a phrase that admits you to never-failing entertainment. That phrase is the Comic Weekly. Yes, 15 million readers know that the exciting pages of the Comic Weekly contain more than 24 of your favorite features. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. These vividly illustrated, thrillingly told picture stories are your passport to a world of action with a capital A. They stimulate your imagination, tickle your sense of humor, bring you wholesome entertainment week in, week out. That's why the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. That's why 15 of the nation's leading Sunday papers are proud to distribute it. And that's why it finds a welcome in over 6 million homes each week. Ask your dealer for it yourself this Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. It's your password to exciting fun. Now, back to the moonlit waters of the South Pacific and Jungle Jim.
Port gun to tail gun. Better crawl out of there, Kolo. This isn't going to be a healthy spot when we hit.
It's okay, Twin Jim.
Sure, Kolo. Max right. Johnson.
And if one, I should leak the bomb bay, Jim?
Yeah. Better get upstairs with the others.
Feel good to stand up again. How's Sabi now, Mac?
Oh, he isn't conscious, Kolo.
Could not stop bleeding?
I made a tourniquet, like you see, but...
Him got much bad color.
Yeah. No matter how much I see of guys getting it, I'll never get used to it.
Sabi bin Tuan Besar. Good man. Him saving my life, and now me do nothing.
Well, there's nothing anyone can do, Kolo. And being unconscious at least means that he isn't in pain.
Hiya, strangers. How's Sabi?
Him be die, Thompson.
That bad, huh? I'm sorry. He was the right guy.
Yeah, his pulse is plenty weak, but it's still there.
Ain't there anything we can do?
No, not for Sabi. But you can do something for yourselves.
I'll call your shots, Pops.
Knock these windows out, see? If they shatter when we hit, their splinters will go through us like bullets.
You catch right, Mike.
Okay. Hand me that rifle, Kolo. Thanks.
Better you move Sabi, Mike.
Okay.
Pilot the port gun. How's Sabi, Mac?
He's sinking fast, Jim.
Watch your stuff, Mac.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Get it all out.
Boy, that ACAC really went through here, didn't it?
Yeah, and Sabi was standing right where you are now when he got it.
Uh-oh. I can take a hint. There. How you doing, Kolo?
Okay. Much fun for smash anything Japanese, even glass.
I don't put much stock in these skimpy safety belts the Japs use, but they're better than nothing.
Hey, you kidding? You fasten one of those things around you, it'll slice you in two when we hit.
Nuts. I said to fasten them.
Mackie know best, Thompson.
Oh, okay. But I ain't liking it.
I'd rather see you sliced in two than knocked through the roof, kid.
Pilot to crew. We're dropping fast now.
Oh, he's telling us.
The carrier is behind us about a mile.
Port gun to pilot.
Yeah?
How come they stopped throwing iron at us, Jim?
That's what Sing Lee and I wonder. But they're still watching us, don't worry. When they see us hit, they'll come after us.
Jim, better or we...
If I have any luck putting it down... Get that side door open as soon as you can and scram out of here. Confirm.
Roger, Jim. Wilco, what about you?
Well, Sing and I will both have to handle her. We'll get out the best we can.
How much longer will it be, Jim?
Not much. We're at 1,000 feet now.
Get those belts fastened, you guys.
Sabi, you got no pulse now, Mac.
You sure, Kolo?
You tired.
Oh, yeah. The poor guy.
Us been lose good friend.
We sure have. Boy, we'd have been captured in Java for sure if it hadn't been for him.
If I know in prayer, I say him for Sabi.
Well, that thought is your prayer, Kolo. Now, you better get ready.
I ready. Safety belt been made for a midget.
Yeah. Japanese papers, please copy.
Say, before we fasten them on, we better get rid of our clothes.
Good idea. Not know how long us got to swim.
Hey, I wonder if there are any sharks in these waters.
Well, my boy, that's a subject that you'll soon be an expert on. What's wrong with you?
Knocking my shoelace.
Here, use knife.
Pilot to crew. Altitude now 600. Chances look good. Water's very calm.
Hey, you hear that, you guys? Chances look good.
Oh, sure. Everything's ducky. All we have to do is figure out how to live in the middle of the Pacific.
Easy, boy. We all got much excitement. Plenty scared.
Yeah? You too?
Yeah, anybody says that he isn't is a cockeyed liar.
Well, Jim wouldn't come up with a wrong riff, would he? I mean, he wouldn't say that just to keep us pepped up.
No, Thompson. Him no do this.
Anyway, you can see for yourself how calm the water is. like a mill pond.
We're dropping fast, ma'am. Altitude 300.
Any minute now, you guys. You better get set.
Oh, I hate to leave this wallet behind. It's got all my things.
Me buy you a big, fine wallet after World War I, Thompson.
Yeah.
Better now you fasten belt.
Yeah. Jim's leveling off swell. You all set, Thompson?
Yeah. I'm not exactly dressed for a heavy date, but I'm ready.
Stand by, men. This is the kickoff.
Oh, brother. Oh, I see what you meant about these safety belts.
Yeah, sure. You'd have gone right through the roof, Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay, now get that hatch open.
What about Sabi?
No use, Kolo. We can't bother with him.
This hatch is stuck.
Here, Kolo, fix.
Here. Attaboy. Out you get now. Into the drink.
Come, Jim. Be right with you, Kolo.
You better step on it, Jim. This baby's settling fast.
You go ahead.
Okay, dive in, Thompson.
Yep. Here goes nothing.
Say, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Plane been sink in few minutes. Which one, Jim?
Hey, Jim! Jim! Come on in! The water's fine!
Coming, Thompson. Watch it now, Singley.
I can manage now, I think.
Uncle Sing, what happened to you?
Let me lower you into the water, Singley. Kolo, come on over here and give Sing a hand.
Come in, bud.
Can't swim very well with one arm.
What's wrong with your arm, Sing?
I very foolishly broke my collarbone in the landing.
Easy with him, Kolo.
We got you okay, Sing.
Better get out of there yourself, Jim.
Right. First, kick my shoes off. Okay.
Hey, a few minutes ago, we were cursing the moonlight. Now it's the luckiest break we could have.
Yeah. If they send anyone to look for us, you mean.
Hey, listen. You hear, Twan?
Yeah. It's a motor, all right.
Yeah?
Probably a launch.
Hey, isn't that it? Up to the right?
Cannot tell. Motor been come this way, though.
Oh, boy. That's what I call real Duluth service. Hey, cut that out.
Is it possible that carrier was Japanese? That they know who we are?
I don't see how it could be, Singh. If it was Jap, why did they throw that ack at us?
Maybe they spotted the plane's serial number and recognized it.
Yeah, but the plane that led us here was American.
Hey, lay off, you Ickies, will you? I'm on your side.
Them see Jap plane fall. Them shoot first, find out later.
Right, Kolo. That's just what I'm afraid of. They keep shooting at us. By the time they get here, there won't be anything left for them to rescue.